With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Billings attorney today announced a bid to unseat newly elected Congressman Greg Gianforte in next year's midterm race. John Heenan became the first Democrat to establish a campaign committee to take on the Republican who attacked a reporter the day before a special election. The body of a 29-year-old firefighter who died on the Lolo Peak fire last week is now back home in California. 29-year-old Brent Witham of Mentone, California, died August 2nd after he was hit by a falling tree. He was a member of the Vista Grande Hotshots. Firefighters from across the country this morning escorted Witham's body from the Garden City Funeral Home to the Missoula Airport. Hundreds of members of the public lined the memorial procession route to pay their respects. Kate Gamar was one of them.
I'm here because I heard on the TV and on the radio that they were going to honor our fallen smoke jumper. And even though I can't breathe because of the smoke, I decided I'd get out here. I have flowers. I always bring flowers to any of this type of stuff. And look, a lily bloomed.
Gamar said she just wanted to take a few minutes to honor firefighters who risk everything to protect threatened communities.
Thank God we have them. So I guess I'm an old lady that cares.
Brent Witham was the second wildland firefighter to die on the job in Montana in 2 weeks. Trenton Johnson of Missoula died July 19th when a dead tree fell and hit him near Sealy Lake. He was 19 years old. The Interior Department has scrapped a rule aimed at ensuring that coal companies don't shortchange taxpayers on huge volumes of coal extracted from public lands, primarily in the West. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says the repeal of the Obama-era rule, quote, provides a clean slate to create workable solutions, unquote, to value coal and provide revenue to states, the federal government, and Indian tribes. The repeal takes effect September 6th. For the first time, more than 1 million people entered Glacier National Park in a single month. Park officials made the announcement today. The crowds are causing them to set time limits on some parking spaces, including at Logan Pass. Next week, about 60 parking spaces at the pass will have a one-hour limit, aiming to move along the traffic congestion in the Going to the Sun Road corridor. Today, Park Superintendent Jeff Mao asked visitors for patience and to, quote, prepare for significant parking delays. Visitation to Glacier National Park is up more than 20% from last year, which was also a record-setting year. Park officials say emergency medical calls and calls for ranger service are also climbing. Calls for emergency medical help are up 29% over the last year. Managers of the Sunrise Fire east of Superior this morning were worried about it throwing spot fires over Interstate 90 and the Clark Fork River today. But fire team spokesperson Kimberly Nelson said,
if there was spotting, the crews caught it because report never made it back to us, which tells us that it must have been real minor spotting if there was spotting.
Nelson said crews had a successful day working to direct the main fire away from communities. At more than 13,000 acres, the Sunrise is one of the largest wildfires burning in Montana.
Things are looking good up there. It's doing exactly what we want it to do, and we're watching it, you know, real closely.
People living in the Quartz Creek and Verde Creek areas remain evacuated, but Nelson says that so far, fire management teams have kept their homes safe. For the first time this year, the Montana National Guard has been activated to fight a fire in Montana. Katie Reardon reports.
A Chinook helicopter and its team of 15 were deployed to combat the Myers Fire, 25 miles south of Phillipsburg in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. Brian Scott is a public information officer working on the 13,000-acre blaze.
We're going to be able to utilize one of the helicopters from the National Guard, and that will be nice for us, not only in terms of helping put water in spots that are hotter than we'd like, but also it'll give them some additional training.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock declared a state of emergency last month in response to extreme fire activity in the state. This authorized him to mobilize the National Guard and tap state emergency funds. Montana is struggling to keep up with its firefighting costs. It's spending an estimated $1 to $1.5 million a day on fire-related expenses. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Katie Reardon.
A drunken man who was kicked out of a popular food and music festival believed that others aboard the shuttle to Missoula had kidnapped him, so he grabbed the wheel and caused a crash that killed two people, authorities said today. More than a dozen friends and relatives of the victims and injured passengers were in a courtroom today when James William Bayford appeared on a video feed from the Missoula County Jail on 2 counts of negligent homicide and 6 counts of criminal endangerment. Missoula Justice of the Peace Marie Anderson set the 42-year-old Bayford's bail at $200,000 after a prosecutor said he had recently received a deferred sentence for assaulting two children. Bayford was represented by public defender Susan Boyer, who did not immediately return a call for comment. According to the criminal complaint filed by Chief Deputy County Attorney Jason Marks, Bayford was one of nine people inside a modified Jeep Wrangler that had been hired to shuttle people on Saturday from the Testicle Festival near Clinton to Missoula, 22 miles away. The annual event is centered on music, drinking, and eating Rocky Mountain oysters. Bayford boarded the shuttle after being kicked out of the festival, according to Marks. After the crash, tests showed he had a blood alcohol content of 0.209, about 2.5 times the legal limit to drive in Montana. I'm Eric Whitney.